الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. As Muslims, it is an inherent, integral, inseparable part of our iman. In fact, a necessary requirement that we should be extremely perturbed and concerned by the very worrying and very trying phase or period through which the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam globally is passing through. Almost every day it has become the norm for us to receive news of atrocity, persecution, hardship, difficulty, loss of life and property that is being meted out in some corner of the globe towards the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, one scholar puts it such, he says that one feels that perhaps if even the rocks or the mountains had eyes, they also would begin to cry and tear to witness the pitiable condition of this ummah. What is the cause, what has brought about the downfall of this ummah? We find various theories, ideas are being put forward by the enlightened thinkers, intelligentsia of our times. Lack of educational institutes, lack of Muslim governments, lack of wealth, lack of numbers, lack of military, technological, scientific advancement, etc., etc. However, the fact of the matter is that if all these various theories and ideas are weighed in the light of Quran and Hadith, and weighed in the light of that ulum which emanated from the Arsh of Allah and reached us through the agency of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will find that all these various theories and ideas have absolutely no basis whatsoever in Quran and Hadith. In fact, one scholar puts it succinctly. He says, "Aaj ummat pareshani mein hai, aur is pareshani se nikalne ke liye aise raaste istemal kare jisse pareshani badhta hai." He says, "Today the ummat is in a plight, and it is trying to address its malady in those avenues which will in fact exacerbate and worsen its situation. Any attempt to address the downfall of this ummah, having removed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the equation, will not solve the problem, but wallah, by the qasam of Allah, will increase the problem. The dominion and the control of the heavens and the earth belongs to one Allah alone. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده إن يمسسك الله بالضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله. All these verses of the Quran which I have recited, there's no time to go into the translation, and many, many more verses One equivocal message Allah is giving us, that advancement, decline, benefit, harm in the heavens and the earth is not in the control of any superpower, any technology, any government, any army. Nothing, nothing, nothing in the heavens and the earth happens without the permission of Allah. It is Allah's sunnah, it is Allah's system, it is Allah's principle that is running this entire universe. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah does not deviate, Allah does not digress, Allah does not move away from His sunnah. It is Allah's sunnah that is controlling this entire universe. This ummah's ma'amala, its affair is with Allah. And in this plight and situation, it has to come back to Allah, come back to the teachings of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of the hand of Abu Sufyan and he addressed him. He said, Ya Aba Sufyan, this mode of expression or address was not exclusive to Abu Sufyan, but the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right up till Qiyamah is being addressed. That, O Muhammad, O Imran, O Yusuf, O Abdullah, Ya Aba Sufyan, your Nabi is addressing you. Jitukum bi karamati dunya wal akhirah. I have brought that way of life, my day, my night. I have brought that way of life, which if you will inculcate it, if you will adopt it, not only will Allah give you the upper echelons of Jannat and Paradise, but Allah will give you the dignity, honor and protection of this world also. This dunya also is in Allah's control. If you want protection, if you want advancement, if you want Allah to be with you, then there is only one road, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And 14 centuries ago, Quran cautioned us, Allah warns us, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Caution them, warn them, that if they will turn their backs on your way of life, if they will turn their backs on Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah Himself takes upon Himself that they will become a target of tests, trials, tribulations, fitna in this world. And still if they do not heed, still if they do not make tawbah, still if they do not come back to the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah protect us in the akhirat. Allah says, "An tusibahum adhabun aleem," you will have to face a terrible punishment. 14 centuries ago, Allah revealed in His Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily, we have revealed this Quran. Interestingly, in this verse, Allah does not say we have revealed the Quran. Allah says we have revealed al-dhikr, the warning, the reminder, the admonishment. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And we will protect this Quran. In 1940, a group of Germans got together. They started collecting various manuscripts of the Bible. They did a basic comparison and they found that there were variances in every one of the manuscripts that they had collected. Then they started collecting various manuscripts of the Quran. It is historically recorded that at that time they collected 40,000 different manuscripts of the Quran. When they compared them, to their astonishment, there was not one variance in any of the manuscripts. Harf by harf, nukta by nukta, letter for letter, dot for dot, each one was exactly the same. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we reveal this Quran and we will protect it. This mantle or promise of protection of the Quran is not only for the alphabets or the letters of the Quran. The meaning of the Quran, the import of the Quran, the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, the character of the Quran, the way of life of the Quran. When this question was put to Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, that describe the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a brilliant response in one sentence our mother gives us. She says, Kana khuluquhul Quran. Kana khuluquhul Quran. If you want to know the day, the night, the character, the morals, the way of life of the Quran, then Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the living, walking, breathing Quran. Allah has taken upon Himself not only to protect the alphabet of the Quran, Allah has taken upon Himself to protect the life of the Quran and the message of the Quran, which was the living manifestation of the life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why we find normally, if you look in the annals of history, what will you find? Mention of tyrants, of rulers, of conquerors. How much mention is there of orphans? Not just any orphan, an orphan born in a desert, in the most backward nation of the time. Yet miraculously, when it comes to this orphan, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every aspect of his existence is recorded. Such was the bond between Habib and Mahbub. Such was the bond between Allah and His beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah did not allow the sands of time to diminish any aspect of the life of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you just do a basic survey in just this masjid, maybe with 30 or 40 or 50 years old, if you ask the question, by this generation, an age of digital and computer advancement, age of gigabytes and terabytes and whatever it is, and data chips, in a small space, millions and millions of characters are recorded. Ask brother to brother in this masjid, by which day of the week were you born? Which hospital were you born? What was the time of your birth? Who was present at your birth? This generation, more than 90% of us will not be able to answer. Yet when it comes to this orphan, born 14 centuries ago, every aspect recorded. It was the month of Rabiul Awal. Islamic calendar hadn't started. If calculated backwards, it was Amul Fil, the year when Abraha tried to attack Baytullah. 6 months after that, according to the Christian calendar, 22nd of April 571. Passed away 7th of June 633. According to the Islamic calendar, 12th of Rabiul Awal. Number of days in this world, 22,330 days. Number of days of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days. Time of his birth, daybreak, Subah Sadiq. Father's name, Abdullah. Mother's name, Amina. The one who assisted in his birth, Shifa bint Amr, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Later on, she also became a Muslim. Foster mother Halima bint Sa'diya, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Just a cursory glance at the names surrounding his Nabi. Ulama explained that this is not a biological coincidence. Father's name Abdullah, his inception occurred in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name Amina, he was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. Foster mother, the one who assisted in his birth, Shifa bint Amr, that personality who was to cure the maladies of humanity, was being born. Foster mother Halima, he drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. Born in Rabiul Awal, what does Rabi mean? Rabi means spring. After the desolation of winter, with the onset of spring, is the promise of rejuvenation, is the promise of life. Why not Ramadan? Why not the Ashura Huram? Ulama say, he did not need a sacred month. His existence gave sacredity to the month. Born in a desert, there was no water, there was no life, there was no vegetation. He was the water. He was the life. Born at daybreak. This also not a coincidence. Subah Sadiq, daybreak. 22nd of April, In Makkah Mukarramah, daybreak occurs normally at 4:20 or 4:21 in the morning. After the long night, when the sun rises, what does it bring with it? Light. After the hearts of humanity had died and were blackened with kufr and zulm and oppression, the light, the rejuvenation of the hearts of humanity, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his introduction into this world was taking place. That is why the poet Aisha radiallahu anha, what does she say? Lana shamsun walil afaqi shams wa shamsuna khayrun min shamsi samai lianna shamsa samai tatlu'u ba'da fajrin wa shamsuna tatlu'u ba'da isha'i. She says, we have one sun and the horizon has one sun. But our sun is better than the sun of the horizon. Why? Because the sun of the horizon rises after daybreak. It is already light. If the sun didn't rise, what difference does it make? Our sun, the whole world was steeped in darkness and our sun rose. Such a sun, such a source of light, that the poet says, أَفَلَتْ شُمُوسُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَشَمْسُنَا أَبَدًا عَلَىٰ أُفُقِ الْعُلَىٰ لَا تَغْرُبُ. The suns, the sources of light of the nations of the past have set. Our source of light, our sun, our Hadi, our Imam, our role model, our guide, our Muhammad, our Ahmad, our Mahi, our Hashir, our Aqib, our Fatih, our Khatim, our Taha, our Abu al-Qasim, our Yasin, our Muzzammil, our Muddathir, our Siraj, our Munir, our Hadi, our Mubashir, our Nadir, our Ahmad, our Mustafa, our Mujtaba, our Rahmatul Lil Alameen, our Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. The physical sun will set, the universe will be destroyed, the sun, moon and star will be destroyed. Qiyamah will come, but the son of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, la taghrubu, will never ever set. Every aspect recorded, even mundane details. One riwayat is mentioned, Allama Suyuti rahimahullah in his Khasaisi Kubra, he mentions the riwayat relying on Abu Nu'aym's Hilya. The riwayat from a point of view of sanad is weak, but historically, I'm quoting it to give us an indication that if we didn't know these things, if we didn't know these things about Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallah Allah's qasam, it would have made not one iota of difference to his maqam and his status. Yet Allah did not allow any aspect linked to his Nabi to be lost. Amina, the mother of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she describes, she says, I was 9 months pregnant. I began experiencing the normal discomfort that a woman in this tenor of pregnancy experiences. فَرَأَيْتْ كَأَنَّ جَنَاحَ طَيْرٍ أَبْيَضٍ مَسَحَ عَلَىٰ فُعَادِي فَذَهَبَ عَنِّي كُلَّ رَعْبٍ وَكُلَّ وَجِعٍ كُنْتُ أَجِدُ. All of a sudden a bird came down. With its white wing it massaged my chest, as a result of which all the pain and the discomfort that I was experiencing disappeared. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتْتُ فَإِذَا أَنَا بِشُرْبَةٍ بَيْضَاءَ لَبَنًا كُنْتُ عَطْشَى فَتَنَاوَلْتُهَا فَشَرِبْتُهَا. She says, then I turned and I saw a bowl of white milk in front of me. I was thirsty, I picked it up, I started drinking. As I started drinking the milk, فَكَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْ بَصَرِي وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَةَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا وَرَأَيْتْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَعْلَامٍ مَضْرُوبَاتٍ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَشْرِقِ وَعَلَمًا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ وَعَلَمًا عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ الْكَعْبَةِ. Allah removed the veil of the unseen and the whole world became visible to me. I saw three huge flags, one in the east, one in the west, and one on the center of Baytullah. She says, when I became mesmerized by this vision, when the vision was taken away, I had realized to my surprise that the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any discomfort or pain had already occurred. And the baby was lying next to her. Shifa bint Amr radiallahu anha, she had assisted in many births. No sooner does she see the newborn Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she also is surprised. Three observances she makes. A normal child is born, after it is born, 6 months, 1 year, whatever period later, circumcision, khatna takes place. Wulida makhtunan, she sees that this child is already born circumcised. Makhtu'u surra, other children, the umbilical cord has to be cut off. Here the umbilical cord had already been separated. Other children, they are born impure, they have to be bathed. This child, tahiran tahura, was born pure, there was no need to bathe him. All of a sudden, a burst of energy enters into the newborn Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He turns over and he goes into sajda like an adult makes sajda. He remains in sajda for a long time. Then he raises up his head, lifts up his shahadat finger. When he lifts up his shahadat finger, Shifa bint Amr radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, she says, a light shone out of the finger. Through that light, I saw the palaces of Basra. I saw the palaces of Syria. And he said, Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila. Allah is the greatest. Glorification to my Allah morning and night. That personality who had come to raise the flag of Tawheed, that personality who had come to raise the flag of Allah's oneness, has announced his introduction into the world. Naturally, Amina was petrified. These were strange occurrences. She picks up the child, places it on her lap. It was a practice of the times of Jahiliyyah, of ignorance, that they would take a metal pot and place it over the newborn child. They felt that this protected the child from badnazri, from bad eyes. No sooner did they do this, Allah would not tolerate that such practices of Jahiliyyah should occur for His Nabi. They did this and all of a sudden, pat! They heard a cracking sound. This metal pot split open. All of a sudden, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended. فَغَشِيَتْهُ وَغَيَّبَتْهُ, it covered up this child. Sometimes when you're traveling in heavy mist, you can put your hands in front of you, you can't see. The newborn baby became invisible. Then the cloud lifted up, and a voice called out from the unseen, طُوفُ بِهِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا لِيَعْرِفُ بِسْمِهِ وَنَعْتِهِ وَسُورَتِهِ. Take this child to the east, to the west. Let the entire universe come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know his sifat. Let them come to know his attribute. Let them come to know his beauty. That moment for which the entire universe had been holding its breath. The bridegroom of humanity. Allah reveals in His Quran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُم رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِّمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُم مِّنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. What is Allah saying? Every Nabi from Adam alayhi salam, part of his nubuwwat, he had to take an oath and covenant with Allah that should Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam come during your nubuwwat, you will give up your nubuwwat and become the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will assist Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Throughout the ages, every Nabi anticipated and announced the coming of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The night of his birth, the main idols of every idol house of the world were toppled over. The thrones of every batil king of the world was toppled over. The fire of Nosheirwan, of the emperor of Iran, which had been burning for several thousand years, on that night was extinguished. 14 pillars of the palace of Iran, the superpower of that night, inexplicably toppled over on that night. The stars of the heavens came so close to Masjid al-Haram, to Makkah Mukarramah, that it appeared on that night as if the stars would touch the earth. The fishes of the sea, one went to the other to mention and give basharat and glad tidings of the coming of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The angels of the heavens congratulated one another of the coming of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take this child to the east, to the west. That moment for the which the whole universe was waiting has finally dawned. وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمَ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيثَ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحَ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَاعِيلَ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحَ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطٍ وَرِضَا إِسْحَاقَ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبَ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَعَ وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالَ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسَ وَطَاعَةَ إِلْيَاسَ وَصَبْرَ أَيُّوبَ وَلَحْمَ دَاوُودَ وَعِصْمَةَ يَحْيَى وَزُهْدَ عِيسَى وَاغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifices of Ismail alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam. Waghmisuhu, like in a dye factory, when you take a cloth till it catches the color of the dye, that is what we meant by waghmisuhu. Anoint him with the akhlaq and the special and distinctive characteristics of the galaxy of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. He was made Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya, the collective representative of whatever was special in any Nabi of Allah, was placed in the Zat and the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was a baby of just half an hour of age. For the next 63 years, he rose in stature, he rose in dignity, he rose in honor to such a level. Allama Saadi rahimahullah puts it quite nicely. He says, Baadas Khuda Buzurg, Tu Ye Qissa Mukhtasar, after Allah in greatness, in majesty, in glory, in perfection, you Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are the final testimony, are the final word. Every aspect of the life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been preserved so that the Muslims of the 14th century of Islam or the 14,000th century of Islam have no excuse whatsoever. Come before Allah in the mold of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Understand, my respected brothers, the passport for Jannat is la ilaha illallah. What is the visa? What is the visa? Whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whichever corner of the globe you may come from, whichever century you may reside in, whichever facet of society you may occupy, whatever your technological qualifications are, there is only one visa for Jannat. One visa for Jannat. And that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ji'tukum bi karamati dunya wal akhirah. He said, I have brought that way of life, not only Jannat, this dunya also. Not only Jannat, this dunya also. Unfortunately, we have become an ummah of rituals. We have become an ummah of occasions. We have ridiculed, reduced this concept of wafadari, of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, reduced it to what? To some naats, to some nazams. Last month was Rabiul Awwal, few seerah jalsas. Muharram comes, a few jalsas remembering the sacrifice of the grandsons of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But not one person makes tawbah. Not one person who is away from the masjid comes back to the masjid. Not one person embraces the way of life of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One incident took place a few years ago which sufficiently describes for us the point which we have to understand. There was an Islamic conference in America. There was one revert, new Muslim. He had kept his pants halfway between his knee and his ankle. So one scholar like me approached him, told him, "Bhai, why don't you lower your clothing? Keep it above the ankle." "Why? In Sharia there is allowance. Actual sunnah is nisfu saq, halfway between the knee and the ankle. But there is allowance till just above the ankle. The section below the ankle of the which hangs of the clothing, Rasulullah said, finnar, it is in Jahannam." So he said, "Why don't you lower your clothing? Keep it above the ankle. Why? What's the need to keep it halfway between the knee and the ankle? Why?" "I fear that people will mock at you." What was the response? New Muslim. He said two things. First thing he said, are you encouraging me to abandon the sunnah of my beloved Nabi because of the opinions of ignorant fools? The second thing he said, which is pertinent to you and I, he said, "You are a Muslim by chance. I am a Muslim by choice. You are a Muslim by chance. You were born in a Muslim home. I am a Muslim by choice. I know the value. I know the value of one sunnah. I know the value of one ada of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Recently were matric exams. Ask the students the value of one mark. Elections are going to take place. Look at the manner in which these politicians are running around for one vote. What about the sunnah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What do we say? We say it is only sunnat. It is only sunnat. My respected brothers, the insult that is contained in this expression, it is only sunnat, is a greater crime than the destruction of the seven heavens and the seven earths put together. Where is the wafadari? Where is the loyalty? Our youngsters today, who is their loyalty to? Some pop star, some music personality, some sports personality. He goes to the barber shop, the barber makes a mistake. The next day, that is the new hairstyle. He falls down, tears his pants. The youngster will cut his pants. Why? I have to emulate. People whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina have become the idols, have become the role models of the ummah. What about that Nabi who finished himself? What about that Nabi who night upon night cried for the ummah? What about that Nabi who tied stones to his stomach, whose daughters were given talaq, who was pelted 3 miles in Taif, who left behind a dastan and legacy of qurbani and sacrifice with one goal and objective only, for this ummah to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat? Where is the wafadari of that Nabi? Where is the recognition of his qurbani and sacrifice? Where is the acceptance, the attempt within us to emulate the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In our businesses, we feel his sunnah, it does not behove modern society. In our dressing, in our homes, in no aspect of our life, on the tongue, Ashik-e Rasul, the name Ghulam Muhammad, from head to toe, the actions are dushman of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like the poet puts it beautifully, ki Muhammad se wafa tune, ki Muhammad se wafa tune, to hum tere hai, ye jahan cheez hai kya, lo qalam tere hai. What does he say? Adopt the wafadari of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah says, I will become yours. I will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. We want situation to change. We want the condition to change. My respected brothers, there is only one solution. Not complex, not intellectual. One solution only. This ummah has to come back to the day, to the night, to the cry, to the fikr, to the concern, to the worry of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His compassion, his legacy of rahmat and mercy for humanity, his concern for one person to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. What was his day? What was his night? For this reason, we are encouraged to go in the path of Allah. For this, not because the Tabligh Jamaat is some organization, or Ijtima is taking place in April, inshallah, in Indonesia, Easter weekend. That is not some political movement or some organization. It is an attempt to take this ummah back 14 centuries ago in a 48-hour period and introduce us what was the life in Medina Munawara. What was the life of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was that golden period? What was that akhlaq and character that by the qasam of my Allah, on a hot day, you are thirsty, you see someone eating ice cream, he's eating the ice cream, you are feeling hot, what happens? Water comes in your mouth, just looking at him. If this ummah will adopt the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the qasam of my Allah, the disbelievers of this world, just looking at us, water will enter into their mouths to come towards Islam. This ummah has to come back towards his day, towards his night. For this reason, we are encouraged, my respected brothers, let us try and attend the ishtima, give some time in the path of Allah to learn the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq. Allahu
akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
في الذكر صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب الأرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد جعل الذل والصغار على من خالف أمري وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حيان عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وهمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له، سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل، وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا. الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله، وكفى بالله حسيبا. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم، ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين، وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الإنس والجان جميعهما يا رب العالمين. اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم في سوريا وفي الشام وفي بورما وفي فلسطين وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم واربط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله.